Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, alternative, electronic and lots of stuff along those lines. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, just in the studio on my own, bringing you, well, tonight's show is going to involve tunes and some information about gigs and clubs and stuff like that coming up, and a little bit of news about, well, anything else I can think of. And I started the show there with Komar Commando. Now, that's a track called Rhythm Machine, and it's quite nice that Alpha Matrix is actually giving that away with a couple of other things. After a couple of tracks, I'll list where these free downloads are. But that is clearly something that's upcoming from Komar Commando's upcoming album. So hopefully that's kind of a sign of things to come, because we haven't really had much released since Das EP last year. So that is looking quite good. Although I've got to say, just sitting there listening to that just now is really reminding me of a lot of the earlier Icon of Call stuff. Well, actually later Icon of Call, but, you know, early in sense that that was a number of years ago. Which it makes perfect sense, because it's Sebastian Komar who was in Icon of Coil. But it's interesting that he's kept that theme, or at least he has for that track. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the album goes. We've got kind of the punchier club dance floor stuff of the Das EP material. We've got that, so what does the rest of the album hold? It'll be very interesting to see. Now, something else I'm quite interested in is a band called Clicks. I know very little about them, absolutely nothing, but they've now snuck up on two separate compilation albums. I can't remember the first one now. It's just escaped my head. But they've also appeared on the Advanced Electronics Volume 8 compilation. And they're just one of those bands that just sneak in, and you're like, they're interesting. I wonder who they are, what they're doing. Anyway, I thought I'd continue the show with a track off Advanced Electronics Volume 8. This is Clicks with TV.
Into your head. Television and radio. let us play fun. Let us play fun.
Heard there, Hong from Eisenfunk, from the album 8-Bit. Now, they are, well, in my mind, an interesting band. That's basically the only track I know of theirs. They seem to have got an album out, and they've been confirmed for the Resistance Festival next year in April for the festival in Sheffield. So I thought I'd check them out a bit more. That is kind of a curious track. I'm not quite sure how straightforward this band is, or maybe they're kind of a bit tongue-in-cheek, you know, a bit like the Gothsicles or something like that, who just go out there and have a lot of fun and take tracks like this, and it's just meant to be a fun track. Maybe that's it. And if so, that could be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to seeing what these guys are like. In fact, they are going to be on the same stage as the Gothsicles at that weekend, so it's going to be quite interesting to see how that goes down. Maybe the amount of kind of geek funness taking over will, I don't know, explode the universe or something like that, or maybe just crash on the machine. Anyway, they have the potential to be a lot of fun. Before that, we had Straftans with Turbo, again off the Advanced Electronics Volume 8 compilation, that the same track, the track before that, Clicks, came off. The Clicks TV track came off. So I've been digging through that compilation. That is a pretty recent release, and it's got a lot of good stuff on there. It's an interesting listen. Anyway, Straftans, I saw this last weekend supporting Rhombus. Not Rhombus, supporting supporting Rotterstand at the Corporation in Sheffield. I'm getting my bands mixed up if they begin with an R, aren't I? Yes, so Rotterstand were playing the Corporation in Sheffield this last weekend, and Straftans were supporting them. And I knew, again, very little about Straftans. However, they just seem to get on stage and have a lot of fun as well. They're one of them bands that I've warmed to them since seeing them live. I wasn't expecting much about them, and they basically really entertained the crowd. The music was quite straightforward, kind of oontsy kind of electronic stuff. But enough of it was done tongue-in-cheek, that there was enough action on stage. It was all done with a great amount of fun. Even when they messed up, they had a good laugh about it, and they kept the crowd going. So I take my hat off to them. They're a good band. I'm going to go and see them live again whenever they play again. So yeah, there you go. That's what I've just played you. Now, I'm going to run down the gigs, clubs, and stuff like that after a couple more tracks. Basically, I'll let you know who's currently announced for the Resistance Festival so far. This keeps changing almost on a weekly basis, so it's worth checking out online who's been announced recently. But I'll let you know who I currently know about, and a few other things like gigs and clubs and stuff like that. So I'm going to continue with, well, the music changing direction slightly. I'm going to go with a bit more rocky with the Birthday Massacre. We'll be right back. You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Rhombus with Anywhere from their Anywhere EP they've just released, available as digital download, and I think you can also buy it from the Rhombus website. And before that, we had Birthday Massacre with Pale from their latest album, Pins and Needles. Now, Rhombus, I just want to mention, I think they're doing stormingly well with this latest album, and that is a stunning track, well worth choosing for the single release. And a couple of weeks ago, I saw them play the Friday Flock when it was all really snowy. They managed to get out because they were only in Huddersfield, so not massively far away from Leeds to come for the Flock. I just said Friday Flock, didn't I? It's no longer on a Friday. Remember, kids, Flock is for Saturdays. And they put on a storming gig and even had ex-members, extra members. It was just a great gig to go to. If you like that kind of goth rock, traditional kind of goth rock sound, brilliant stuff from them. They're kind of paving the way as one of the UK's leading bands, I think. It's great to have them in Yorkshire. And the Birthday Massacre, that Pale track is a fine example of the Pins and Needles album. When I first got that album, I thought it was all a bit kind of washed over me. Nothing stood out. There was no storming tunes. After seeing them live, playing through this album, and listening to the album a few more times, that album's really grown on me. It's one of them albums that isn't an instant hit, but it can grow on you very strongly. So I'm a big fan of them as well. But now it's time to run down gigs, clubs and information. Now, I promised earlier on the show that Alpha Matrix were giving away some tracks, including the Comal Commando track that I opened the show with. And that is all available. Now, if you just go to alpha-matrix.com, so alpha-matrix.com, there'll be an article there. It was the first article a few days ago, so it might be a little further down the screen, just telling you where to click to download the 5 MP3s of their up-and-coming artists. Now, if I grab the CD, I should be able to tell you. There we go. Yeah, back near the mic again. I should be able to tell you, if I can read actually my own handwriting, that who those tracks are. There's Armageddon Dildos, there's Cyavia, there's Static X, there's Comal Commando, and Malakua, I think. All Alpha Matrix artists, and you know, you get to hear them for free, so you can't complain at that. There's a lot of good stuff out there that if you hunt around, you can find for no cost whatsoever. Now, I also said that I would run down the announced bands for the Resistance Festival in Sheffield. And the list currently, at time of broadcast, from what I know, is Sam have been announced, Caustic, The Gothicals, Cat, Suicide Commando, Einstein Funk, Covenant, and One, Uberbite, and XP8. That's 10 bands. And I believe there's 14 in the official lineup, so we've got 4 to come. Now, if you keep checking the Facebook group for the Resistance Festival, you will be told when there's more. That's how I'm finding out. Hopefully there'll be some absolute stormers to round off that list. It's a pretty darn good list anyway. I'm going to be looking forward to seeing a good number of those. And tickets have been announced. They're available on sale, and they're £50. So £50 for those bands plus 4 more. You can't really complain. Over 2 days, so it's going to be an interesting one. A lot of my friends are very excited for that. Likewise, I am myself. So that's going to be good. It's nice to have something to balance out the year with Infest, I think. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that goes down well and becomes a regular thing. I think the only other news on releases worth of mention is Edge of Dawn have got a EP called Stage Fright that's now available as a digital download from iTunes. So if you're a fan of Edge of Dawn, go out and grab that. What else have we got? Oh, we've got the gigs and clubs and stuff like that. Now, it's being December, it's seeming a bit quiet. We're creeping into the last half of December now. So this coming Saturday the 18th of December, we have the Wendy House Xmas special. It's at Leeds University Student Union, like always. £5 on the door, like always. 10 PM till 3 AM, like usual. And more information at thewendyhouse.org, like usual. There is also a one-off event called the Phono Reunion. Now, a few of these have happened at various venues, including the Subculture and Rio's. But because neither of those exist anymore, they're now doing a Phono reunion at The Wire in Leeds. Now, this is on Wednesday the 23rd of December and runs from 10 PM till 2 AM, so it's only 4 hours. But given it's that close to Christmas, you might be having time off anyway. And I basically, there's no information about that anywhere other than on Facebook. So if you're not around Facebook, you're bound to find mention of that event. Coming up next year, now there's a few things worthy of mention. Now, there's a new monthly night called Exaltation, which is going to be happening at the Playhouse here in Bradford. This is going to be playing goth, industrial and alternative and 80s and 90s stuff, and run from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. Now, there's a Facebook group and a Facebook event for this, so go and check that out for more details. And I believe the first event is going to be free, so get yourself down to that if you want to check it out. But yeah, the first one of those is on Friday the 7th of January, the first Friday in January, so shake off those Christmas and New Year blues and get yourself out jumping around and partying again. Now, the same weekend, we have The Flock on Saturday the 8th. Now, that's at the library in Leeds, and it's starting with a band night, which is going to feature fairly short sets from bands the promoter thinks is going to be big in 2011. So it's kind of bands for 2011, and the bands include Berlin Black, Alice Moving Under Skies and The Mumbles. Doors are 7:30 p.m, first band at 8, £4 in advance, and that includes entry to the club night. If not, you've got the Flock club night carrying on from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m, and that costs £4 in before midnight. More information about that can be found at sheepish.net/flock. Now, local nights, we've got this, like I say, in January there's Exaltation starting on the first Friday. So we've got a new monthly night, hopefully, see how that one goes. But we are losing our weekly night. We are having no more No more Bad Moon Rising for the time being. That's been put on hold with no comment on how long it's going to be on hold for. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. So no more Bad Moon Rising, and there's also no Carpe Noctem in December. So that's the Carpe monthly night. It's taking December off, basically, because otherwise it would have pretty much landed on Christmas Day anyway. So you can understand that not happening. But that's Carpe Noctem is back in January, on the last Saturday of January. I don't have the details for that in front of me, so I won't run down that, but I'll tell you nearer the time. So, yes, Bradford-wise, we seem to be gaining a monthly night and losing a weekly night, which, you know, hopefully that'll even up. That'll give us a couple of alternative weekends during the month, so that's going to keep us busy enough, I think. What else have we got? Oh, there's a few big gigs coming up. Not just thinking, you know, talking about the Resistance Festival, but in February there is a weekend that happens to have NACMAR, supported by Uberbyte and Command and Control at the Corporation in Sheffield. That's on Friday the 4th. And on Saturday the 5th, there's MemMaker, supported by ESA, again at the Corporation in Sheffield. More information about that can be found at corporation.org.uk. So that's quite impressive for February. One weekend in February, suddenly there's some great bands. And also, if you like your kind of old school rock, there's Rob Zombie playing the O2 Academy in Leeds on February the 11th. So there's quite a lot going on at the start of next year. There's going to be a few albums out as well. We've got, you know, Covenant's due an album out in January. There's a few things out due in February. So there's a lot coming up. It's going to be a good start to next year. I've got a good vibe about it all. So something to spend your Christmas money on if you get money for Christmas. Whew. Anyway, that's the big list of stuff. I am going to continue with the tunes. I'm sure you're wanting some tunes. This is a track from Faderhead's Black Friday album. This is from near the end of the album. It's called Crash Kid.
Crash. Burn.
That was Leatherstrip with Compassion. That's a Cancuna remix from the Kinetic Festival Volume 3 compilation. Before that, we had Deathline International with Breaking from the Electronic Saviors compilation. And before that, we had Fade Ahead with Crash Kid from the Black Friday album. All stompy good stuff there. And basically, I'm running out of time as usual. You have been listening to Dark Simulation. It has been BCB 106.6. It will continue to be, but it will stop continuing to be Dark Simulation after this show. I'm going to leave you tonight with a band called Squarehead, which apparently is another side project of Sebastian Comor, from Comor Commando and Ikov Coil and all that kind of good stuff. And this is a track called Stop, Drop and Roll. Much better in the dark.